الله السميع العليم من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي لا يبلغ مدحته القائلون ولا يحصي نعماه العدون ولا يؤدي حقه المجتهدون الذي لا يدركه بعض الهمم ولا يناله غوص الفتن الذي ليس لصفته حد محدود ولا نعت موجود ولا وقت معدود ولا أجل ممدود فترى الخلائق بقدرته خالق لا نظير له وأحد لا ند له وواحد لا ضد له وصمد لا كفو له وفاطر لا شريك له ورازق لا معين له الأول بلا زوال والدائم بلا فنى ليس له حد في مكان ولا غاية في زمان جلت عظمته والصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا أما بعد فقال الله سبحانه وتعالى في محكم كتاب الحكيم قال موسى يا قوم إن كنتم آمنتم بالله فعليه توكلوا إن كنتم مسلمين صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
Moses peace be upon him said O my people If you do believe in Allah, then in Him put your trust. If you are Muslim, if you surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unto Him. In this verse, the two things together Allah discuss. The one is Iman, other is Islam. The both. In kuntu amantu billah, and the last part is in kuntu muslimin. Inshallah, we will discuss this issue. This in kuntu amantu billah is very important. If you believe in Allah, it's not very easy to say, I believe in Allah. We think this is very easy to say. In kuntum amantum billah. If you do believe in Allah, then in Him put your trust. فَعَلَيْهَ تَبَكَّلُوا That is the meaning of Iman. If you believe in Allah, how can you have trust in somebody else? How can you have fear? How can you think somebody else can come and help you? He is the creator, He is the sustainer, He is Alim, He is Qadir, He is the one who have all powers in. فَعَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلُوا The question is, in kuntum, if, this if important. Of course, this ayah belongs to Moses, peace be upon him, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, but it is a message for all believers. Today we will discuss this issue, it's very important because I just want to discuss the issue today about Hazrat Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. Because his martyrdom this day just passed, you know, 25th of Muharram, you know. In this world, we claim we believe in Allah. We are Muslim, we are Mumin. But the action is important. Amal. this faith, you see that people have, different people acted differently in their lifetime. Why? And they are believers. They are believers. So many sell their faith and they still claim they are believer. And that is why the issue is in kuntum amantum billah. If you do believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what you should do? This is a journey, brother and sister, in this world. We came here to live temporarily, not forever. There are people who do not believe in Allah, there are people who believe in Allah. What is the most important thing in our life to have with us as a believer? Non-believers, they know what to do in this world, just having fun. They have only one life to live, as they believe. We don't believe in this, that we have only one life to live. We have better life after this. And that is the issue of belief, faith, iman. The most important thing is niyat as a believer. This is the meaning of iman. If you read Quran, if you find out when we're discussing the issue of Hajj, and where you will find the word in the last part of the ayah is saying, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّا خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. Take a provision for this journey. But the best provision is taqwa. What I am saying, for the journey, the whole life is a journey. The whole life is a journey. But we take this ayah for only, not for only for Hajj, for the whole life. Maybe you, what you do when you have intention to go to the Hajj, you find out the caravan, who is the caravan, what a package is, maybe 2 days, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000. I know, we know in our time, in the 20 years ago, $1,000 maybe, $1,500, you know, we performed Hajj. 2 days, $7,000, $8,000, $9,000. So maybe you search for deluxe package. So many people, 5-star hotel. So the people just wanted to know. But Hajj is not like that. The most important thing in Hajj is the Imam, the Alim, who is with you for the 20 days of your life, maybe 30 days, 20 days, 25 days. This is the most important thing for Hajj, who is with you, who will guide you during the Hajj. People don't give this part of the Hajj's importance. Who is the more organizer, you know, best organizer? So we can take care of living, you know, things there, you know. We should not have any problem coming and going with you, you know. No, this is not the important. The most important thing is alim. Because you are free when you are there. You should shut off your telephone. When you have cell phone with you, if I find out myself, I observe some people are, during Sa'i, they're talking. Rather they have connection with Allah, they have talking to the people, oh, I'm doing Sa'i. So this is, you are there for Hajj. Still you are in this dunya, not with Him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A running commentary. This is not Hajj. Okay, now. So you have maybe $7,000 package. Alhamdulillah, you did not have any problem, 5-star hotel. What Allah is saying, what you should have with you, tazawwadu, take a provision for the journey. What you should have with for this journey, for Hajj, fa'inna khayra zadi taqwa. The best provision is taqwa. Why? Maybe you perform Hajj in very nice way. No problem you faced. Very good Hajj. But because of lack of knowledge, it's possible. You forgot to say Talbiyah. After 20 days, you lived there, performed Hajj, everything you did, and then you told, when you are leaving from Jeddah, Maulana, I forgot to say Talbiyah. So what will happen then? He will say, Hajj is batil. Batil. Doesn't matter how much you spend money, 7,000, 8,000, what hardship, you know. Doesn't matter. Hajj is batil. There is no way to correct this. There is no kafara. It's finished. Come back again. Just one thing you did not do this. Talbiyah. The niyat, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. You did not say, finish. Hajj gone. Like Takbiratul Ihram. If you performed the whole, if you said the whole, your prayer and after four rakat, you did everything and after salam, you say, I forgot to say Takbiratul Ihram. Salat is batil. Khob. Now, maybe your Hajj is correct. According to the book, you did everything. Maybe at the end of the day, maybe you go to the Maulana, Alhamdulillah, everything is right. You perform Hajj very correct way, right way. Everything is right. But we don't know still. Is Hajj is maqbool or not? There's no guarantee. No marja can tell you. No alim can tell you this Hajj is maqbool. No, nobody knows about this. Only Allah knows. This issue of the Allah accept or not accept. Nobody knows. It is not in the book. In the book is how to perform. But the issue of your heart. Did you perform for Lillah or for Linnas? In Islam, Allah will not accept any action if you perform Lillah and Linnas both. It is shirk, riya, batil. The Allah accept only one thing if you perform for Him, only for Lillah, only Lillah, for Him, for Allah only. Not for people and for Allah both. Unacceptable. That is here in your heart. It is in your heart. So nobody can tell. Allah knows for whom you did. For Him or for yourself, or maybe you're all for your proudness. You want to proud yourself, you know. Oh, Alhamdulillah, I perform 5 Hajj, 6 Hajj, 3 Hajj. If you feel that good inside, just to call yourself Al-Hajj, Allah will not accept this. This is the most important thing, the akhlas. Why this happened then in Islamic history? You see, there's so many mu'mineen we have, so many sahaba and companion we have. When Allah sent any verses of the Quran, when He revealed for Ahlul Bayt, isn't it? Whether it is the whole surah, or it is only one verse. Why? There is no party bazi or something between Allah and Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. The why has happened then? The reason is ikhlas. When they perform their action, innama nutukum levajhilla. The only levajhilla is the issue. La nurduminkum jazan wala shukura. Their action is not for your shukriya or for your thanks or any reward or any sawab from you. It's for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not for the people. If you perform like this, then you will have the reward. So this is the issue of niyat. Intention only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whenever Ahlul Bayt did anything, there is a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reason was ikhlas. Only Lillah. Now, so when you perform the Hajj and after 20 days, when I say there is no guarantee, not only I am saying, every alim will say there is no guarantee. It's only Allah knows and you knows for whom you performed. Maybe Hajj is okay. You did good the thing. You performed right way. But maal was haram. The money was haram. What you earned, Allah will not accept. That you see very famous story when you heard so many times from the pulpit. When Imam alayhi salam, somebody asked him and said, Maulana, how many people are doing tawaf? Ma'ashar al-hajiz, oh, big crowd. He said, no. You want to see how many are doing tawaf? Look between my fingers. Some animals are doing tawaf. How come? Between the people, the only few people, the majority are different faces, like animals doing tawaf. Means you saw the inside of the man. What is inside? Their real personality. You have the two faces basically, the one God created, the other you create yourself. The we create ourselves, that is inside the picture, our picture. That is inside. The one God created, we cannot change. Or maybe we have some, you know, plastic surgery or something, but not easy job. But the real face, the God created, right? But one is we create ourselves. And that will be with us in the day of judgment. And that's in our hand, how to paint ourselves, how to create ourselves. And that's why Prophet came. Vayuzakihim. Purifies them. That's in our hand, our own pictures. We are ourselves basically doing this. Now, so what Allah is telling us when He is saying, Tazabbadu fa'inna khaira zadit taqwa, He is saying, I am telling you what you should have with you. It is a guarantee for your Hajj. If you have this provision, this taqwa, then I will accept. Why? Because innama yataqabbalallahu minal muttaqeen. There's a ruling from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, Hazrat Habil said this. Allah only accept from those who are pious, muttaqeen. Only. Innama kalma hasr. Innama yataqabbalallahu minal muttaqeen. Only. Only from muttaqeen. So that means you must have taqwa if you want Allah accept your amal. It's a clear word. You cannot say anything else. Innama yataqabbalahu minal muttaqeen. Allah accept from those who are pious. And that's why Allah said, take this with you. Taqwa. If you want, I accept your amal. I accept your action. You must. Taqwa doesn't mean that you have the very old clothes, you don't have any money or something to live. Oh, very muttaqi. This is the meaning of taqwa in this Islam is. Taqwa, the one who is responsible for his actions. Who knows his responsibility, who has fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is muttaqi. The person is, has taqwa because he knows, I am accountable for what I am doing. He is muttaqi. We don't have any other concept of in our society maybe. Meaning of muttaqi. Anybody can be muttaqi, whether rich or poor. Whether you are rich or poor, you can be muttaqi. It doesn't matter. A king can be muttaqi. A fakir can be muttaqi. That is the meaning of taqwa in Islam. The reality of taqwa. That's why reason when somebody asked Imam Hussain alayhi salam, you know, and he said, I have one daughter. Whom should I choose for her? What should be the criteria? And Imam told here the meaning of taqwa. When we use the word taqwa, what is the meaning of taqwa is? He said, choose somebody, man yattaqalla azza wa jal, who has taqwa ilahi, who has fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why you should have somebody who has taqwa? The reason, if he likes her, he will respect her, honor her. If something happened wrong, he doesn't like. But he will not do zulm because he is muttaqi. Because he is muttaqi, so he cannot do any injustice to her because of taqwa. That is the meaning of taqwa. It should not happen, the person in the masjid is very pious. And when he enter home, everybody is worried that he is coming. That is not the meaning of taqwa. It should not happen that way. Taqwa means the pious person who has fear of Allah. When you have the fear of Allah, you are responsible for your action. That you know Allah is observing, watching you. That means the full of love. as he is merciful, you should be. He is merciful. Rahman and Rahim, how many times he is saying in the Quran? You cannot open the Quran without saying this. Maybe you can say 113 times. Because every surah starts with Bismillah Rahman Rahim. But no, it always have 114. Because one is in between the surah. In Surah Namal. Right? So you can see the twice in this surah. Alhamdulillah, 114 times you have. There are so many places this Rahman Rahim issue. But I am saying only Bismillah. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this issue of Iman is important. As I mentioned here right now, I'll give you the example, there's no difference whether you are rich or poor. If somebody born with a silver spoon in his mouth, doesn't matter. Or you are born in a very poor family, you can say that you cannot be going close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The qurbat-e-Allahi doesn't mean this. There's no hurdle. There's no hurdle. This issue of the journey towards Allah, you don't worry about the money issue or family issue. Where you born, which country you born, which city you born, doesn't matter. This journey for everybody. And what you should have in this journey is taqwa. So taqwa doesn't need any money or something. No. It doesn't need. I give you an example, the best example in the Quran for this issue, the two people. And these two people are totally different. Their life, totally different. The one is king. Another has lost everything. Sometimes it happens in our life, like we broke, you know, now a person is very depressed, you know. Why Allah doing zulm to me? Sometimes we say, why is it happening only to me? Is me you are saying that he's doing injustice to you? جیسے اردو میں کہتے ہیں نا ہمارے ساتھ کیوں ہو رہا ہے تو اللہ کوئی غلط کر رہا ہے is doing any injustice to you is haram to say this you are blaming Allah totally wrong it is our own actions it is somebody else actions who is responsible not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so it is important to understand you know now these two people The one is Suleiman. Peace be upon him. Who is he? King. And what kind of kingdom he has? Rabbi ighfirli wa habli mulkan la yambaghi li ahadim min badi. What he has from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh my Lord, forgive me. And grant me a kingdom such as should not belong to any after me. That kingdom I want. And he got the whole control. Air under his control. Jinn under his control. Everything. He can understand the voice, this talking of the parrots, the animal kingdom. Everybody understand. Everybody was talking about. You see in the Quran, فَتَّبَصَّمَا زَاكَ مِنْ قَوْلِيَا He's talking about the ant. He's talking to them. Birds, everything. So under his control, everything. That's why he said, لَا يَنْبَغِ لِأَحَدٍ مِنْ بَعْدِ And God granted. And he born this silver spoon in his mouth. Because he's son of Dawud. Prophet Dawud was king too. He also had the kingdom. Right? So he's just like a rich man, he's a person, you know, who is king. His kingdom nobody can challenge, you know. Alhamdulillah. Now he's the other side, another man. And this man became poor. He lost everything. Hazrat Ayyub, alayhi salam. Prophet Ayyub, peace be upon him. He lost everything. Family, children, money, wealth, and he's sick.
suffering.
All kind of suffering in his life, isn't it? You read about him. His story. He lost everything. And he himself is saying in the Quran, he's crying, you know. He's calling his Lord. Isnad Rabbahu Anni Masana Zorro Anta Arhamur Rahimi. Oh my Lord. Ayub cried to his Lord. This pain, this suffering, this distress seized me. Anta Arhamur Rahimi. You are the most merciful of merciful. But you know how he's suffering. But you, interesting thing is in the Quran, so one is king, another is poor, who lost everything. But still in the Quran, for these two people, you have same word. This, for this journey, the journey towards Allah, you don't worry about you are rich or poor. But Quran used for these two prophets. The one is king, other is poor. Even sick, he lost everything. But still Allah saying at the end, the whole life is Ni'mal Abd Innahu Awwab. These two prophets when saying same for Suleiman, Ni'mal Abd, Innahu Awwab. Excellent slave, excellent in service. Who? The king, Suleiman. Frequently returned to Allah, Awwab. And the same, Ayyub. Inna wajadnahu sabira ni'mal abd innahu awwab. So king also ni'mal abd, and this poor also ni'mal abd. For this journey you doesn't worry about this, how you live. No, you are rich or poor doesn't matter. The issue is when you are rich, how you behave. Are you become arrogant? Are you obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are you sincere to Him? Are you know your obligations? If you are rich, even doesn't matter. You can have the highest rank in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can be Ni'mal Abd. And the same who lost everything. So when you lost everything, what you should do? You blame Allah. You stretch your hand towards the people, blaming Allah. No, you must have your honor, your respect. In this dunya, you must have that. Hayyad min nazillah. You must have your honor. Doesn't matter you are poor or rich. If you are poor, you lost everything. But just closeness to Allah has nothing to do with this. Allah judging you by your amal, your actions. Who you rich or poor is not matter in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is only for a few days. It is only, it's a journey only towards Allah. It is a test. If he was rich, test for Suleiman. If he is a poor, lost everything, it's a test for Ayyub. And both men, both have successful life. They both in the Quran, these two people, Allah used the word Ni'mal Abd, excellent in service. The both are the perfect people. Because the reason is being Abd is important. The servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you think somebody who has the money, he can perform the Hajj 100 times, so he is the best person? No. As I mentioned before, how you know Allah accept or not is Amal. Do you think somebody is poor sitting in home, he doesn't have the money to go for ziyarat, who is loser? No. You don't need to go for ziyarat, you don't have the money. Ziyarat is inside you have. It is in your heart. You can do ziyarat from your home. If somebody's heart is not there, if you go even Najaf, he cannot get this reward. You can see only the building, the beauty of the building, but you cannot receive the blessing of Iman if you don't have here the marifat. Maybe you have the haram money, you can perform 100 times the ziyarat. You are doing sajda to the oppressor of this world, Tawud, and you are going for ziyarat for what? You cannot listen to this Halmin Nazarin Yazuruna. We are doing sajda to the Tawud. There is nothing to you, not belong to Imam even. You can perform 100 times, you know, this Hajj, but Hajj is not acceptable. So the poor, it doesn't matter if he cannot go to the Hajj. Salatul Jummah, Hajjul Masakeen. His Friday prayer is Hajj of Masakeen. He can get the reward if he goes to the mosque and perform this prayer, Hajjul Masakeen. So this issue of this Qurbat Ilahi is nothing to do with what you have in your life or not. It is here in your heart. Do you belong to him or not? You know his responsibility as a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, you know, ziyarat-e-hissi is muqadma ziyarat-e-qalbi. It's a prelude. Ziyarat means when you're going for the ziyarat, you must know the person you are visiting and then you have to receive his character, his iman. If you don't, you're wasting your time. How many people did ziyarat Rasulullah? Abu Jahl also did. Abu Sufyan also did. Ammar, Abu Zar also did. But they are different people. They all did the ziyarat of Rasulullah, but they all cannot become Abu Zar or Salman. Or Miqdar. Why? Because they all did ziyarat-e-hissi only. Now where is the ziyarat-e-qalbi? Ziyarat-e-qalbi means when you are looking somebody, you must receive his blessing, his character. What akhlaq he has, Rasulullah, and I should have this. I should change my life, that is ziyarat. When you understand this, doesn't matter how many centuries passed, still today, if you go to ziyarat there, or if you are in your home, you can receive the same blessing. Whether you are saying from in the Karbala or saying at home, you have the same. The only issue is in your heart. Whether you recognize Imam, whether you know you are belongs to him or not, that is the most important thing. So money is not the issue. The issue is servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are you abd or not? Because this is the purpose of creation. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ جِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Why I created this jinn and ins? The only one reason he said I created. لِيَعْبُدُونَ. They should worship me. That is the only reason I created both jinn and ins. Visible and invisible, doesn't matter. Invisible or visible, doesn't matter. Both makhluk, people are worshipping me. That's the only reason you should worship me. That means you have to prove as a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This being an abd is most important thing and is an honor for an abd. If Allah accepts you as an abd, we are saying always, oh Allah, I am worshipping you. But it is only one abd in Quran. When Allah addressing him, he always uses the word abd. Abduhu wa rasulu. In for your prophet. The last message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For him, this abd is always Allah used only word abd. Do you think he is degrading him? As some empty head thinking. You know, the abduhu first, rasulu. After, that means he is some degrading something. No, if he was not abd, he cannot be rasul. He is rasul because he is abd. Abd is important. First is abd. If you are not his slave, if you are not his servant, if you are not worshipping him, you cannot be rasul. So first you should be a true servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you will have this rank, Nabi or Imam. You must be servant of Allah subhanahu. That is meaning of abd. So that's why you see all verses of the Quran when he talking about Rasulullah, what he said? Always your abd. Tabarakallah nuzal furqan ala abdihi liyakuna lil alamina nazira. Ala abdihi, on our servant. His servant. That is the title of Rasulullah. Abd. Because he created for this whole creation, for this purpose. Abd. Liyabudun. He was true servant. He got this title. Always Allah mentioned this. He is my abd. That's why he says, say, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي مَحْيَا مَمَّاتِي لَا رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Rasulullah not saying this. Allah saying, say, it is from Allah. قُلْ. I am saying you should say this. It's not his claim, it's not Rasulullah claiming. No. Allah is saying, you should say this. إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي. Because Allah is the witness. He knows his servant. What kind of servant I have? The best servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala among all. So this is important thing in our life. That is the meaning of iman. In kuntum amantum billah. If you do believe in Allah, fa alayhi tawakkalu. In him put your trust. If you are Muslim, in kuntum muslimin. If you surrender your will to His, if you understand the meaning of Islam, then you have to forget yourself first. Should not use the word ana ever. I, what is I? The one who has right is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ana khairum minho, the one said, the expert. From Jannah. Why? Because he said, Ana khairum minhu. In front of Allah, I gave you tongue for what? You will use your tongue in front of me and saying, Ana? I am commanding you to do such that you say, Ana khairum, I am better than him. So you don't have any ma'rifat of me. You did not recognize me and you are worshiping me 3,000 years ago. Null and void. I don't need your sujood. Your worship. You are not my servant. So what Iblis mistake is? Maybe he said, oh Alhamdulillah, Iblis, God expelled him from Jannah. He will not back to there. But this is not a story, brother and sister. It's not a story. The issue is important. Why is happened to him? The reason is arrogant. Takabbur. No, he has opinion in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has his own, in my opinion, I am better than him. In my, we use in America so many times, in my opinion. We do it or not? We do this. In my opinion, doesn't matter what Allah Rasul is saying. In my opinion, that is Iblis. That is Iblis. Iblis is the one who used first. In my opinion. So when the issue of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you don't have any right to say in my opinion, the issue of Islam, you have right to say in my opinion. When the issue of Islam is, it is Allah's command, you say, oh, in my opinion, it's not possible to do this. Huh? You think it's not possible to do that in this country? Because you're living in this country, so Quran is wrong. When you are asking you to do something, because Allah is wrong. He did not know that you will go one day live in America. Different situation. So you should have another book. Another Quran. The latest. No. In my opinion, Muslim means in kuntum Muslimin. If you surrender to him, then forget about it. You are not exist even. You are not exist even in front of me. He is right to say, Ana. And you are saying, Ana, I am. Where from where you got this? I am the one who created you, and you are saying in front of me, I am somebody in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this man is Jahannam, in Jahannam. So do you think we will go Jannah having this disease? No. Maulai Kainat Amir Mumni alayhi salam, you know, he said, he said in his sermon in Nahjul Balagha, he said, how the people thinking? The reason God expelled him from Jahannam, Jannat, the Iblis, takabbur, arrogance. And how can human being, you can go back to the Jannat having this disease? The same disease he has, he cannot stay in the Jannat. How can you will go to the Jannat when you have this disease? This is important, Imam says, isn't it? He said, rule is one for Allah. He doesn't have the two rules. He has one rule, here and there. So if you want to go to the Jannah, you have to clean yourself. You have to purify yourself. Yuzakkihim is the duty. That's why Prophet came to this world. That is the reason. He has here to clean our heart, our soul, our nafs. So we should purify ourselves, you know. So this is the most important thing we are discussing, this issue of in kuntum amantum billah. If you believe in Allah, this if is very important. It's not claiming issue that I claim I Muslim. No. If you are then فَعَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلُوا. It is important. There is a hasr here. Because Allah is muqaddam. فَعَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلُوا. In Him put your trust. This is the most important thing. Not somebody else, in somebody else. No. It is only Allah. He is the superpower, nobody else. He is the supreme authority, nobody else. He is the only power in this world, exists in the whole universe. The one who is the creator. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you should fear Him or somebody else. Allah is the only one. So I said, this is the important thing. How can you be a good servant of Allah? When you have the difficult time in your life. Oh, when you are raised, say, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal 100 times. Every day, Alhamdulillah Maulana, Alhamdulillah. When you lost the job, then, now you started, you know, complain. You know what, I'm praying every day, I'm praying, you know. Nothing happening. Allah is not listening to me. No, it's not right to say. It's not right. You cannot love yourself more than Him. He is the one who created you. He provided you something even before you don't know how to ask. Even you don't know what is good for you. Before you birth, He put love, His child, love in the heart of the mother and the father and the relatives. When you cry, they rush to you for help. Even you did not know anything how to help yourself. So from the beginning, He is there. And after that, He promising that I will help you, to give you Jannat. So this issue of test is important. So you will not sell your faith when you lose the job, you know. You will not serve Tawud because you lose the job. You lost the job, no. This is the test for you. You cannot say that how can I pay the bill? We can pay the bill here but not there. Means always serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always care what is haram and what is halal in Islam. That is the most important thing. Haram and halal. You must have this rizq halal. If the rizq halal is not there, then what will have this? Dua Allah will accept. Allah always accept dua, you know. But we have to fulfill our obligations. There are always a condition, you know. And we forgot this. Ya ayyuhal ladzina amanu tubu ila Allah tawbatan nasuf. There's a condition. Tawbatan nasuf. Tawbah nasuf. Nasuf is not a man or something. Pure, sincere repentance. sincere repentance. Oh, you who believe, Tubu Allah, back to Allah, turn to Allah. Repentance means back to Allah. And what you should do, how you should do this? Tawbatan Nasuh, with sincerity. It's not a joke with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every day I do haram and say, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. No, it's not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, Asa Rabbukum an yukaffirankum sayyatikum. So why Allah used the Asa? He do everything with surety. So why he has the word using the Asa Rabbukum? Any doubt or something? No, whenever Allah uses in Quran, Asa Allah is not from His part, it's for our part. His guarantee is Ana Tawwabur Rahim. So this Asa is a possibility. May or may not, it is not from it, it is from our part. I am there to accept repentance, you have to come to me. You have to repent with sincerity, tawbatan nasuh, then I am there. So his asa is not for me, it's for you. You have to fulfill the obligations. Then I am there. You just read Dua Kumail. Allah is not listening. He's saying, yes, there's some reason not listening. Allahumma aghfir li dhunub allati tahbisu ad-du'a. Habs. Oh Allah, forgive my sin. Yeah, I'm asking you, but the dua is not going there. But there is a hurdle between me and you. That is my sin. My sin. My sin become a wall. Me and between me and you. You do everything. Every Shab-e-Jumaah we read this. This is the most important thing in our life. You have to understand. So, brother, sister, when you are rich and you have job, alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. No, when you have not job, you lost job. You have problem in your life. You must say, alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. This is the real moment. This is the time of test. When you are in difficulty, you must trust in Him. Falayhe tawakkul. Don't lose your faith or your hope. This is the only one you can go back. So many dunya we have abid or worshipper. Why we have the one Zainul Abidin? So many worshipper we have. But he is the one we call. You cannot find better than Amir al-Mu'minin, you know. You know his worship. But we don't say, I call about him, Zainul Abidin. Even him, this Imam, our Imam is Jafar, Imam Zainul Abidin, alayhi salam, you know. When somebody asks him, Allah, you know, how much you worship? Who is Zainul Abidin? He's saying himself, he said, no, bring the book. And he read the book and he said, nobody can worship like Ali. So who is saying, who is Zainul Abidin? Sayyidu Sajideen. He himself, about his jit, nobody. He is Zainul Abidin. Why? You know the meaning of worship. Not in good time. When you lost everything. It's not a good time. It's not a happy time. When you lost everything, the dead body is around you. But he observed in his life. He's young. Nobody asked that question before, but somebody asked him. You have any fatwa before this when somebody come to Imam and said, should I leave tent? Or we should die? Tent are burning. And he has to say, for those, this is the family of Rasulullah. And but he has to say, now you should leave. You see how difficult it is to say this. and his sajda on that day, his forehead on the ground, La ilaha illallah, haqqan haqqa. This is ibadat. This is worship, even this time, difficult time. In front of him, the dead body is in front of him, shuhada. His father, his uncle, his brother, his relative, everybody is there. And he is true abd. He is ni'mal abd. Difficult times, distress, lost everything. But not hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is good or bad, all belongs to you. I am your servant. I accept everything. You know, when somebody asked and said, you know, how many days you will cry, you know? You're still crying. How many years pass, you know? It is the sunnah of your home. He said, yes, I know this. We gave Hamza before, Jafar before, Ubaidah before, so many, Amir al-Mu'mineen, my mother, everything. Yes, we are familiar with Shahada. But we are not familiar with going between the people in Kufa and Sham. Without hijab, we are not familiar. This is a masaib. This musibat is musibat. Shahada is not musibat, it's a ne'mat. They already given so many shahada. And that's why he never mentioned about the Karbala when he said, where you have most pain, suffering, Asham, Asham. He never mentioned Karbala. He did not say, when I saw the dead body of my father, he never said, when I saw the hands cut off, the hands of Abul Fazl Abbas, his uncle. He never mentioned, he mentioned only Asham, Asham. This is the Masaib. This is Zainul Abideen. This is a true servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His worship, he never complained. This is a abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even his most difficult time of his life. You know, it is not easy to lead this caravan, you know. You can feel his pain and suffering, you know. The companion of Rasulullah, he said, I was in Kufa and I heard this caravan is coming. I did not know why people are celebrating. I said, there is no Eid. I never know this Eid in Islam. Why people are having fun? They are very happy, celebrating, you know. What is happening? He said, oh, Yazid won the war, you know, somebody, Kharji, Khuruj, you know. He did Khuruj and we killed him. Who these people are? And he said, I saw the people are coming, the caravan is coming, and somebody is on the horse. Some women on the camel without hijab. And he said, I recognize them. I said, Mawla, it is Ali ibn Luzayn. And he went to him and he said, Mawla, what can I do for you? Listen, this is the masab, you know, Imam saying to him, did you have some money? He said, yes, I have. Then go to the person who has a spear. And my father had on his point of this spear. He is close to my family, my sisters, my aunt. Go and ask him, leave this place. Go some other place and stand there, not close to the women. Why? Because these people are looking towards the head of my father. They are looking towards my family, my women, you know. And I do not want, you know. This is the suffering. This is the pain of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. Even his difficult time, but he always remember this. When somebody says, how you felt? Say, yes. Asham, Asham. When we enter in Sham, they were dragging us, you know, like a Habashi slave. They tied our hands and our neck, you know. They were treated us like a slave. And you know, this is the musibat when he was in the court of Yazid. And when Yazid said somebody to say Azad, and when he said, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, He turned to Yazid and said, Yazid, who is this Rasul? Is Muhammad my jad or your jad? Everybody was silent, you know. Then he asked, Yazid, what Rasulullah will say to you when he was here? If he's here, he will ask you what you did to my family. My family is here without hijab. You slaughtered my son. These are the masahib of Sayyidul Sajideen. You know, when this caravan back, and Muhammad ibn Hanafiya heard this, the caravan is here, my brother is back, you know. And he came and he saw, but he did not recognize. He did not recognize Sayyidul Sajideen. He saw some old man maybe, a weak person. He did not recognize him. And he said, why has happened to my flags? The flags are black. Why they are black? We don't have the black flags. And when he recognized, you know, and tried to hug, and Imam says, uncle, the wound is still there. Is it in the flesh, you know? This is Sayyidul Sajideen. Now I went to and go to the grave of Rasulullah. Oh my father, my grandfather, I am here. How they treated us like a slave. You asked them not to hurt my family. But how they treated us. They slaughtered my father in front of us. They slaughtered our children in front. Not only this, they humiliated us in the bazaar and Kufa and Sham.